AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. It's been havoc for many California residents. A weather bomb cyclone brought hurricane force winds with trees falling on homes, power outages, and rain causing flooding. In Oakland, Victoria James is looking for a new place to live. She was cooking dinner last night when a tree crashed through the roof of her apartment.
Everything shook and went black. Like the whole unit just like shook. I thought it was earthquake. So I ran to the back with the kids.
Air travel in San Francisco has been disrupted by the storms, and hundreds of thousands of people have no power. At the U.S. Capitol, another vote tonight and another announcement.
A speaker has not been elected.
Republican Kevin McCarthy still can't meet the threshold that he needs to be elected speaker. Morning in Connecticut, where a 39-year-old state representative was killed when a one-way driver crashed head-on into his vehicle as Quentin Williams was driving home from the governor's inaugural ball. The suspect in the killings of four University of Idaho students was in court today. The judge read Brian Koberger his rights, the four murder counts against him, and told him what the penalty is if he's convicted.
Death and or imprisonment for life.
The police affidavit reveals that his DNA was found at the scene. The Cincinnati doctor treating Damar Hamlin says the Buffalo Bills safety has been able to communicate with family and even asked about the outcome of the Monday night game during which he collapsed.
And after the event that happened on the field, but he is making substantial progress.
The U.S. is expanding a traveler surveillance program with COVID-19 surging in China. Our Shelley Adler reports.
Some of the COVID testing set up at the airports is run by XpressCheck. Ezra Ernst is the company's CEO.
We are at a CDC station designed to test passengers for emerging variants, variants of interest and variants of concern.
This is AP News. A new survey finds 3.3 million U.S. adults were displaced by natural disasters.
The Household Pulse survey says they were forced out of their homes by hurricanes, floods, fires, tornadoes, or other disasters. Nearly 1 million people were impacted in Florida. The state was hit hard by Hurricanes Ian and Nicole in the fall. The survey says more than a third were out of their homes for less than a week. About one in six never returned to their homes. The Census Bureau says invitations were sent to more than a million households to take part in the experimental survey and collected more than 70,000 responses. I'm Ed Donahue.
A new lawsuit says Mississippi is perpetuating a legacy of racial discrimination with a legislative redistricting plan. The NAACP and five residents filed the suit challenging the State House and Senate districts. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.